Hello there, welcome to the Staggering Stories and Flushing Bloke podcast, Christmas Staff Party 2014. I'm Siobhan, I will be your narrator for this podcast, slash video, hopefully a video anyway. Depends whether Dr. Sinister manages to do something amazing. And it's the return of Mr. Dalek, everyone. I knew you'd be so happy about this. I say the return of Mr. Dalek, it's the very first Mr. Dalek story ever conceived in that strange place known as Adam Purcell's brain. And hopefully I've managed to narrate it in the sort of way that he would appreciate. Yes, here we go. And don't forget, somebody will return in the Staggering Stories and Flashing Bloke podcast Christmas Staff Party 2015. Toodles!
This is the sad story of Mr. Dalek. The trouble was that Mr. Dalek could not help being an evil toy. If there was another toy for Mr. Dalek to be evil to, he would be evil to them, all right. For instance, if you were to see Mr. Dalek gliding around a room in your house, and if there happened to be a little toy to be evil to in that room, then you know what would happen, don't you? Exterminate. Mr. Dalek was just the same in his own room. He lived in an extremely nice room, but even there he couldn't help being evil to the other toys. Mr. Dalek was sad that the other toys didn't like him, and so he had a splendid idea. He would try to be nice to the other toys. For instance, when Mr. Dalek met Velma, Daphne and Shaggy being chased by the Creeper, he decided to help the three of them. Exterminate! Jinkies, we were just playing, said Velma. Like, that's totally uncool, man. He was like my second best friend, said Shaggy. Mr. Dalek felt sad again, so he decided to cheer himself up. You know what happened next, don't you? Exterminate. In order to recover from this rather unfortunate happening, Mr. Dalek decided to help Pinky and the Brain, who were trying to take over the world. At first they worked well together, but soon problems began to arise. For instance, Mr. Dalek, being a toy, could not hover, so he couldn't climb over obstacles. For instance, when the Brain insulted Mr. Dalek, well, you can guess what happened. Exterminate. Three of the remaining toys, Wacko, Yakko, and Dot, were very angry with Mr. Dalek, who exterminated their friends. So they decided to creep up on Mr. Dalek and push him off the side of a cupboard. Mr. Dalek found himself trapped behind the cupboard, lost and forgotten, with no way back up. So you see, the story of Mr. Dalek is a very sad story indeed. And if you ever exterminate anyone, you know what to do, don't you? Go and exterminate everyone who doesn't like you. And then you won't suffer the same fate as Mr. Dalek. You'll remember that next time you exterminate someone, won't you? Good.
And incidentally, a very happy fan cliche to all of you at home.